I've got with me a guy known as the Boy from Beirut, a very good friend of mine who I met when our daughters were going to school together some years ago. And Sam McCool, who is an extraordinary guy who's built an extraordinary business, has the largest legal practice that represents, you know, finance companies. In fact, what I'll do is I'm going to actually, you know, Q&A you a little bit, Sam. So firstly, thank you so much. Where you're coming from your apartment that you've only just moved into in Darling Point. The kitchen looks beautiful.
Yep, it's a Bill Maloof special.
Bill Maloof special. Okay, so there's a good chance.
He sold me this apartment. Yep.
Bill won't be watching this because Bill doesn't watch. Bill only watches the live stuff I do. But his son, who I believe is a real estate gym member, watches a lot of our video content. Did you actually deal with Bill or his son?
Both, actually. Yeah.
Both. Did you? Okay. Yep. And Sam. So, firstly, for our audience that is watching this live or watching it on repeat, may I just get you to give us a very quick background on who you are and what you do on a professional basis in terms of your career?
Mate, I'm a lawyer, started practicing in 1990, and in 1995, I launched my own business and started focusing really intensely on banking and finance. So we document and settle basically the property and fund property transactions, purchases, refinances. And over that 30-year history, we've grown to number one in our business. And what we do is very, very simple if it's done right.
Right.
So we employ just over 300 people. I'm not saying this to brag, just to give you the context.
No. This is not bragging. This is basically saying, because my audience don't know you. I mean, I know you, and I'd rather, you know, have you describe what you really do on a day-to-day basis, because the truth is it's a little bit unique. Most people that are operating in the space that we're going to speak about, which is personal development, self-improvement, training, coaching, keynote speaking, are generally not people that have actually got a business or are working in a role which is, you know, 40, 50 hours a week, which is their core of their business, their revenue, core of their income stream, you know. You're in a unique situation where, you know, we don't see your type a lot in self-improvement circles. You know, you are a lawyer, and I believe that, you know, I come from a real estate circle, and I know companies like Macquarie and Westpac, you are the supplier of services to them to settle loans.
Yeah, absolutely. So my qualification is as a lawyer, but I don't really attach, and neither should anyone attach their identity to one particular title. So I use a particular framework where I define my identity, and most people would have that. You know, I'm a brother, I'm a father, I'm a work colleague, definitely I'm an author, I'm a speaker. And I think we live in an age now where you need to be multidimensional, especially if you're in business. Why is that? It's because if you want to be able to relate to your customer, you need to be multidimensional. You need to be a whole human being. And one of the reasons, I agreed to come onto this show with you is because I want to spread the message that your success in business depends on your success in life. And I'm really tired of saying this because I give keynotes to bankers, lawyers, financial planners, mortgage brokers, and they still don't get it because they all think they have this plan that they're going to redline at work, burn themselves out, break their relationships, have kids that don't talk to them. But one day they're going to have this stash of cash that they're going to, where they're going to live happily ever after. And it just never happens. By the time they get all this money in the bank, they've left a trail of destruction behind them. And I say, look, what kind of fucked up success is that? That's not success. So you really need to define what your success is. The second point I want to make about a business, if you want to grow a business, you need to grow people. So if you're out there listening to this and you're an employer, your knowledge, your competency is expected these days. Don't think because you know your stuff and you know your processes and you follow procedure, that's what's going to give you success. It's not. It's how you grow yourself and how you grow your people. So someone recently asked me in an interview in banking and finance, I said, how is your firm, like you've gone from number four in the industry only 3 years ago to now number one and daylight second. And they were expecting me to bang on about operational efficiency, digital innovation, automation, our robotics program. We've done all that. But, you know, I say the number one reason is because our people have grown personally and professionally. So you need to grow people if you want to grow your business.
I'm going to say, Sam, like I want people to, if at the moment you're not sort of totally tuned into this, I want you to understand not just the message that Sam is saying, but who he is. Because let me recap, 300 staff, the number one in his field in banking and finance. The clients he represents for settlements are Westpac, Macquarie Bank, etc. Here is a guy whose audio is matching his video. Here is a guy who is not some side hustle trainer coach trying to flog some ebook to make a bit of money. This guy here has got the runs on the board running a highly profitable and efficient business in its category. So I want people to, like, right now, I would say if you're doing two things at the one time, which is sending a text message or looking at your social media and keeping one eye on this video, that you refocus and you listen to what Sam is saying. Sam,
Mate, I'm not the smartest person in the room. The smartest person in your room at the moment is yourself. When I started realizing this as a business owner, that my number one, the smartest person that's going to run my business is myself. So what is it then that's stopping us from creating the business that we want or to get what we want? I meet a lot of people who are smarter than I am, who work extremely hard, and yet they just keep hitting this wall. It's obstacle after obstacle. And, you know, they think, well, why? I'm doing everything right. What is it? And I say, mate, get your energy right. Okay. A lot of people recently are saying, motivation sucks. It's about systems. That's not true. You need motivation, right? You need motivation to start something and you need systems to stick with it. And when I say systems, I mean daily rituals, habits, life hacks. But here's the thing. Where do you get your motivation from? People think motivation's listening to, webinars like this, or watching, inspirational YouTube videos or reading inspirational books. No, your motivation comes from your energy levels. There is a huge correlation between your energy levels and your motivation. If your energy levels are down, your motivation's going to dip, right? So there's two things that drive motivation. One is your energy levels. The other one is, I'll talk about second, but firstly, with your energy levels, you need to focus on that as your number one resource. It's the number one currency in the 21st century. Forget about money, right? Money is not the number one resource. Forget about time. We all have 24 hours in the day. The distinction between us all is our energy levels. Once we started realizing that in our business, we started performance coaching our people, not on banking and finance law. They all knew that. You can Google just about everything. Once we taught them the fundamentals of managing their energy levels, guess what? A task that would take them 20 minutes would take them 12 minutes. An interaction on the phone, let's use the analogy of closing a listing, right? Yeah. Some people, it takes them 5 hours or a number of meetings. Others takes them like one meeting, one quick meeting. So people size you up, and they size you up not by what you're saying, not even the tone of your voice. It's the energy that you are emitting. We all have an invisible energy that connects us as humans. It's in positive psychology, it's called energy transference. So you've got to ask yourself a question every morning. What type of energy are you taking with you into the living rooms of your next clients? And when I say energy, I don't mean just the physical. The physical, sure, you need to get your diet, exercise, and sleep, right? But it's also your emotional and your mental, and in a lot of respects, your spiritual energy as well. Because there are spiritual people out there. There are spiritual vendors. There are spiritual purchasers. Now, I don't want to get too, you know, philosophical about the spiritual, but just going back to your energy levels, the more dysfunction you have in your life, and listen to this very carefully, okay? Your true source of energy comes from the mental and emotional well-being. If you're mentally in the right headspace and you're emotionally solid, your energy levels are going to spike irrespective of what you're eating, okay? And the science shows that. But if your life is messed up, if your relationships are not well, if you're arguing with your partner the whole time, if you don't have a bond with your kids and your kids are out of control, if you don't have friendships, deep and meaningful friendships, right, then diet becomes super important. Then what you eat is absolutely critical, because you're not operating at an optimal level emotionally, mentally. So then the diet becomes important. But look, the best of the best operate at a high physical level, you know, mentally sharp and emotionally solid. If you can get all three, you're unstoppable. And it's simple. It's as simple as that.
Is it, Sam, is there an opportunity that you can expose us to maybe some of the hacks or some of the areas that if you were working with your own people and you were improving them, you'd put focus on what areas? What would you be talking about?
Absolutely. The four S's, okay? And this is well known in our business. Number one, everyone, when they talk about nutrition, focus on food. But there's air, the quality of your air you breathe, the water you drink. The third one that most people ignore, and this is the first S, is sunshine. So you need to get sunshine throughout the day. Now, what's that got to do with motivation? As I said earlier, your motivation comes from your energy levels. If your energy levels is high, your motivation is high. It's as simple as that, right?
So well, I can say, I can attest to that, because the illness that I got diagnosed with many years ago, the one thing that even oncologists, who are scientific people, are saying, the one thing that we're sure of is vitamin D appears to be a factor to keep people pre-cancer on B-cell lymphoma. They're very clear on it. This is the people that are the scientists, and they say they'd much rather you get it from the sun, but if you are in areas where there's not a lot of sun exposure, you can actually supplement with very high doses of vitamin D.
Absolutely. And look, most of the people listening now will agree, but you can bet they're not going to go out and get the right amount of sun. So I suggest you get a vitamin D supplement as well as get the sunshine. But the sunshine is critical, not just for vitamin D. And it leads me to the second S. The second S is sleep. Sunshine is responsible for our circadian rhythm to get the right amount of sleep, get the right deep sleep. When we get deep sleep, we go into a state of autophagy where our cells rejuvenate and repair. Now, a lot of people say, oh, I can drink alcohol, I can drink coffee and go to sleep. Yeah, but what type of sleep? Are you getting into the deep layers of delta wave patterns where the body regenerates and repairs? That's the critical part. So the second S is sleep. The third one really should come before sleep, and that is socializing. We don't socialize enough. You know, people have lost the ability to have fun. Everyone walks around so serious. And I get it. Okay, you have ambitions, you have goals, you want to grow your business, but you need to learn to socialize and have fun with friends. And that's why deep and meaningful friendships are so critical. I mean, if you go to our website, ahigherbranch.com, you'll see our framework there, the eight elements of life. And we'll get onto that in a second. The fourth S, you can guess what that is.
So far, let me get this right. Socialization, sunshine, and...
Sleep.
What's the fourth S?
Sex, intimacy. When I, you know, we use the S because it's easier to get people to memorize four S's, but intimacy, you need intimacy in your life. You need to focus just as relentlessly on your relationship with your spouse as you do your business. It's an absolutely critical element, and it'll make you more successful in business. And you notice I haven't mentioned diet, right?
No, you haven't mentioned diet.
Because the research shows that these four things actually impact our energy levels even more than diet. Now, if you have a great diet on top of that, then even better. If you have dysfunction in your life, then having a great diet is absolutely critical. And I'm not going to preach diets this or diets that. People who know, you know, what we stand for at a higher branch, we have a number of faculty experts that tell us that it's all very specifics. You know, one man's vegan is another man's poison. One man's paleo is another man's poison. It's what's right for you genetically. You need to respect your genetic heritage. And I said up front that the smartest person in the room is yourself. And the best way to, and what did the, you know, the great seers tell us? Know thyself. The problem is people don't know how to tap into their inner intelligence because they're always in distraction mode. Most people know I'm not on social media. Why? I'm not saying social media is bad. It's just I don't know how to handle it without losing myself in the process and becoming distracted. Now, you need to be completely mindful. A mindful state taps into your inner intelligence. If you eat something, how did I feel? If someone just rejected you for a listing, how did you feel? People don't know. They don't stop and process the feeling. They don't stop the stop and process the physical feeling or the emotional feeling. And, you know, especially if you're in sales, you know, if you get rejections, you're gonna have to deal with that in sales. But they're like emotional cuts. And if you don't actually process them, and the way I process things, you know, is mindfully in the moment, but at the end of the day, I journal, and in the morning, I journal. And that's when I reflect and say, you know, did someone piss me off today? Why am I having, you know, why am I feeling this way?
Oh, what do you write when you're journaling two times a day? What are you generally writing in your journal?
Okay, so, you know, in the morning, it's different to the evening. In the morning, it's about what's coming for the day. It's the action items. It's what I need to do in the eight areas of life. So it's future focused. So what are my goals for the day? So before my journaling, I do visualization meditation, not relaxation meditation, visualization. So meditation isn't just about the breath and relaxing yourself. That's a consequence of meditation, but it's about sitting there and closing your eyes and focusing on the breath to begin with, but then say, how do you want your interactions to be for the day? Visualize your whole day, your interactions with your wife, with your kids, with your customers. You know, I teach our people and some of the mortgage brokers that I've coached is before you go into the living rooms of people, take 90 seconds in your car to visualize the interaction before it happens, visualizing them smiling at you. You know, we materialize what we visualize. We attract what we fear. So what are you visualizing? What's going on in your head? Are you using that visual, you know, that creative imagination, the sixth sense? People don't know we have a sixth sense, creative imagination. It's the only thing that humans have. No other creature on the planet has it. And we're not given a faculty by accident. Why do we have creative imagination? We have it to use it to create the life we want. Most people use it to create, to think of a rejection. Weakness. They use it to
So what you're saying, Sam, you're going to get what you think about, whether you like it or not. So you better choose to actually think about things that you want.
Mate, that's a better way of putting it. Yep, absolutely. Right? Yep.
And do you believe you can control what you think about?
If you're mindful, absolutely. If you follow a system, absolutely. That's why journaling is super important. Journaling is what Goggins calls the accountability mirror. For me, journaling is my accountability mirror. It's the page looking back at you. The page can't lie. If you're lying to yourself, no one journals lies. You can't journal a lie. You know, your mind, your spirit won't let you write down something on that page that's not true. We bullshit to others, but we can't bullshit to ourselves. And the journal is like a mirror reflecting back at you. So it's getting.
Can I, Sam, because I'm mindful that we've got a 10:35 finish, and I want to cover touch on the eight areas of life briefly. Then I want to talk about David Goggins for a moment, and I want to talk about a higher branch and 2020 upgrade. So, firstly, can you quickly run through, without all the detail, the eight areas that you think you've got to have mastery to have a magnificent life?
Okay, so the Think of it as the big circle in the middle and seven circles around it. The big circle in the middle is your health. But there are four layers to your health. There's a physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. And the deeper you go, the higher the frequency, or the higher your life force.
Your volume's gone down a bit, Sam.
Is that better?
That's it. Yep. A little bit better, yeah.
Okay. Maybe I touched the... anyway, I'll keep rocking.
Keep going.
Yeah, so your health is number one. Two, and this is the priority that I give it. Life is all about managing priorities, but if you hit peak performance where your energy levels is off the charts, you can devote time and attention to each one of these eight areas daily. Because one of the objections I get from people is that I can't possibly have a to-do list in each one of these eight areas. And I say, mate, you can. The reason you can't is because your energy is low. And so getting back to them, it's your health, love, family, work. And each one of these represents an element that fills an emotional human need.
But Sam, most people's to-do list is purely work.
Yeah,
if you sit down and do a to-do list, right?
That's messed up.
Right? Think about, like, the average real estate agent watching this right now has got a diary. Some of them, you know, use a handwritten diary. Other people use an app like Things or what have you, but I would say that 95% of the things in there is make sure I exchange this contract, put a sold by sticker up, ring Jenny back.
That's managing your workflow. I do have a separate diary for that, but then I have my actual life journal, right? Yes. Because that's who I am. So work is an important element in our life, because it gives us the element of fulfillment. As I said, each one of these eight areas fills a fundamental human need. And every time you neglect one of these fundamental human needs, you diminish your life force, you diminish your energy, you diminish your motivation. So if you think you're going to get all your energy, your life force, your motivation from the one key area at one area, and that is work, because most people I know, executives, they focus on work and wealth. They neglect love for intimacy, family. They neglect friendships. They neglect constant learning. They neglect charity. Charity is important, the sense of make a contribution. I don't mean money contribution. I mean, you know, listening to someone is your contribution. If you see your work as a contribution rather than a money-making machine, you will make money anyway. But if you see it as a contribution to society, that fills an important human element, a human need. So when you get these eight areas all finely tuned without neglecting any, it's like those guys that balance, you know, those plates. You know, yes. You've got to go around, you've got to tweak them. Every time you neglect one and you look, it crashes to the floor. Now, for some people, that's a broken relationship. For others, it's even their health. Once your health goes, mate, let me tell you, your business is fucked. Your relationships are stuffed, right? Because your energy is going, once your health goes, you know, your energy plummets with it, and it's very hard. And look, you know, one of the reasons why, Tom, I wanted you to interview David Goggins at our event is because of the mental mastery it's taken you to defeat cancer three times. Now, you know, whether you love you or hate you, you've got to respect the fact that this takes a lot of fucking mental toughness, right? It takes, because something like that can absolutely wreck your energy levels. It wrecks it completely. It's the ground beneath your feet just crumbles, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of people crumble with it.
Sam, thank you so much for, you know, and I've got to tell you, I think over the years I've become a bit of a black belt in my mind, you know, and I've learned, I never really participate that much in the problem. I participate in the solution, because I know from past experience that if things are shit, they don't stay shit, right? And I generally have an approach in my life that no matter how bad things are, what's coming is generally better than what's gone. And you can have that approach if you're 70. If you're 80, you can still have a belief that your future is going to be bigger than your past, right? But I'm pumped about David Goggins right now would have to be the hottest author, influencer, speaker, social media identity. He seems to have transcended in all sorts of industries and in all sorts of demographics. Girls, guys. Originally, I thought it was just guys. It's girls, young people, old people, fat people, skinny people, people that are in sales. And you've pulled
and
it
racial
off.
Barriers as well, and
racial, barriers. You know, it's extraordinary. I mean, I've been doing a lot of reading of him. He is the fifth African American to have got through as a Navy SEAL. He is an extraordinary. Like this guy here had a terrible upbringing, Sam. His father was a very bad person. And he was only not only bad to David, he was bad to his mother. Him and his mother escaped, and they pretty much lived in poverty. The guy off the top of my head, I think he went to, is it 300 pounds?
Yep.
It was, so 300 pounds is about 297, which is about 150 kilos. Is that what you normally do? You halve it in pounds versus kilos, roughly.
Yeah, roughly. It's about 130-odd kilos, yeah.
130 kilos. Now, the guy, we see him on Instagram with his videos, and if anyone doesn't follow him, go on Insta and have a look at him. He's constantly shooting videos while he's working out. He's an ultra-marathon runner, which is a run that... Ultra-marathons, Sam, how long do they last for?
He's done anything between 100 and 200 miles. His most recent one was 240 miles, called the Moab.
So, yeah, 240 miles is another one. That's what, 350
k's? Or? Yeah, mate, it's something insane, yeah.
But, it's like doing the Bay Run at Haberfield for the rest of your life. That's what it feels like.
Yeah, I mean, look, there are a lot of tough people out there like that, Navy SEALs and... Mate, I know people in Sydney who are, you know, athletes that are just as tough as Goggins, let me tell you. But that's not what makes him great. It's his mental toughness. So why I brought him out to Australia, and this is the first time he's agreed to actually come to Australia. A lot of people have actually invited him. But he agreed because I framed the reason for him coming very well. And he just... it was aligned with his vision, what he wants to give back. You know, the guy doesn't promote anything, you know, even flying out of here, out to Australia. I said, get your business class. He said, waste of money. Just give me economy. Right. He's a tough guy. Right. And,
I got respect for this, man. Just listening to that stuff. I got respect for this guy. And Sam, when you said he was aligned, like you say, he was aligned with what you were saying. On the one hand, you must be a bloody good salesman to have got him there, because I know that he's not an easy person to get, you know.
Yeah, well, look, we had a really good Skype session, and I think I could tell in the first, you know, few minutes he had his bullshit barometer going, you know, thinking, is this just? I think he liked the fact that we are a not-for-profit organization, right?
Yeah.
You know, a higher branch is something I started because I want to give back to a community. That has served me really well. And I know it sounds like a cliche, but it's more than that. A lot of my friends come from my working years, right? And over the years, I saw a lot of them, you know, diabetes, heart disease, broken relationships. And a lot of it is avoidable. So my wife, you know, a few years ago, she said, you need to share your framework out there. You need to get it out there. And then that's when I wrote the book. You know, my first book, A Higher Branch, and then my second book, A Guide to Greatness, and I've got another one coming out soon called The Circle of Conscious Living. Then I thought, well, and then I started coaching, and then I thought, well, look, I don't have enough time to coach. I kept getting so many coaching requests. So I thought the quickest way to touch people and to get the message out there, the framework, because we don't just give you information. We don't just give you inspiration. We teach you the implementation. Most events don't give you the blueprint, the framework, so you can manage your own life, right? So he really liked that. He liked the fact that we're a not-for-profit, and I'm coming from a place of love. I don't like seeing people suffering needlessly if it's avoidable. You know, when I see friends, and I was, you know, early on, because I live by this framework, I was embarrassed to tell friends to sit and have a deep and meaningful with a friend. You know, guys are like that and say, mate, you know, you need to do this, because I thought, you know, my friends will say, who the fuck are you to tell me, you know? So I doubted my framework early on. But the more I shared it with people, especially my leadership team in my own business, and I started seeing the results, then it gave me the courage to hold this event. When I shared that with Goggins, I think it resonated with him. And look, and at the end of the day, it's the energy transference. We both clicked. We became friends from that call. And he really likes, you know, what we're trying to do at this event. And
can I ask you, Sam? So the event is called Upgrade Your Life.
Upgrade Your Life, and it's upgradeyourlife2020.com is the website. So every year it's Upgrade Your Life 2019, 2020. Next one is Upgrade Your Life 2021. And
okay,
we're going to, and just getting back to the reason, because it's very important that the people listening know why we got someone like Goggins. And make no mistake, the 9 other speakers that we've got are off the charts good. Together, they're all working as a team. Goggins is one element of it, a very powerful element. Definitely. And I'll tell you why he's powerful. This guy gets in your head, right? He achieves what 10,000 hours of psychotherapy can achieve. And he does it really quickly. And there are people coming to our event that have shared their stories. You know, we sold 30 platinum tickets early on, and there was a limit of only 30. And they were snapped up first. And I thought they'd be snapped up last because they were the most expensive. And it was important I connect with each one of these people that bought the ticket to know their story. I wanted to make sure that they're going to be the type of people I want to introduce to Goggins, right? Because it's going to be, these people are going to spend 2 days with him, you know, one-on-one, and it's going to be, you know, sit and break the bread with him. And these are some of the stories, mate, right? This guy has transformed these people, these lives. Some of them even cried on the phone. They were sobbing and saying, mate, and I'd say, why you feel so intensely about it? This guy gave me my life back. You know, the drug addict who was a heroin addict on the streets of Cabramatta, you know, who, you know, 2 years ago was overweight, suffering from depression, in and out of hospital. As I said, as an addict, now he's married. He's got a job in IT. He's got a baby daughter.
He's going to be there, is he?
He's going to be there, and he's cleaned himself up. And he said to me, this is one person. You know, he said, I just want to tell David face to face that he gave me my life back. I don't want anything from him. I just want to thank him. The lady whose husband committed suicide, lady is flying up from Victoria, and she's bringing her 14-year-old son. She's not a Goggins fan, but her son is. She said, I want my son to meet the man who gave me his life back. And I said, why? What happened to your son? Well, after my husband committed suicide, my son slipped into depression and was unhealthy, wasn't sleeping, wasn't eating properly. You know, he was wasting away. And then he discovered Goggins on YouTube, bought Goggins' book, read his book, and just like that, he just turned his life around. And there's so many other stories. And all these, there's 5 people are going to get up on stage and tell their stories to David. And I just want to see that raw emotion. And I want us to give back to David. So, you know, he's going to be with us for that whole second day's afternoon. And he's expecting to give. And he's not expecting this bit where we want to give back and say, mate, these are the people that you've touched. And this is a guy, I know it's not about money, Tom, because he does not promote anything. And if he could sign up with Nike tomorrow, mate, right?
Yeah.
He does not promote anything. He's the real deal. That's why I got him in there. And, you know, some of our other faculty members, you know, Dr. Guy Winch, Dr. Jen Mann, these are psychotherapists in America that are coming to talk to us about emotional well-being, how to boost, you know, how to improve the energy transference I talked about earlier, you know.
I'm pumped to be coming along to be doing the session I'm doing with Goggins, but, you know, that's going to be a couple of hours. I'm more so pumped because as I'm sitting here talking to you, I've got one word that is my word for 2020, and that is energy. It is the first time in a few years where I have no need to have any treatment. I'm totally healthy, and all my focus is what is it that I can do on a daily basis to take me to 10 out of 10 in energy level. Energy level on whether I'm doing an Orange Theory class, whether I'm at a weight session, whether I'm at an auction, whether I'm sitting there presenting a strategy to news or realestate.com. It is my highest value of all, Sam, you know, and I'm coming in there more as a student than anything else. Can I just recap? The event is in Sydney. What hotel is it at?
It's at the Hyatt Regency on Sussex Street.
Hyatt Regency, not this weekend. It is the weekend of the 25th and the 26th?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, and it's not some exorbitant fee. It's, I think, off the top of my head, for the 2 days of learning and education with those 10 people that have come from mostly the US, it's about $1,000. Is that right?
Yeah, so for the 2 day session only, just attending the sessions, it's $9.95. This is for your viewers. The event is sold out, but you know you've got a special allocation that's released for yourself.
So Susan's going to put in the comments my URL, right? My URL, and again to everyone, listen to me. I swear to God, I ain't getting any money for this event. I'm not getting any money. There's no commercial thing. This is purely wanting to make I like making an income. I like making an impact. But here's a classic scenario. There is no income. This is purely a deep desire to help and improve a small subset of people who might have all the scripts and dialogues. They might have all the processes right, but what's not right is they're just not mentally strong enough, and there is some areas in their life that when they wake up, they just think, you know, something's not right, I'm not feeling good, or they're tired all the time, or they're not optimistic, or they don't wake up and have a spring in their step going to work.
Or maybe they've got their act together and they're performing at a good level and they just want to take it to the next level. That's why I attend. I mean, I know a lot of stuff about a lot of stuff. I also have a degree in psychology. But the thing is, I'm also a student. So I turn up to this event to learn as well. But probably the most, you know, like we're going to have videos of this event, highlights after it finishes. But the most critical part for me is the people that you meet. The speakers become friends. And the caliber of people that turn up to this event, you know, you make new networks, new friends, and that's probably the biggest takeaway for me last year. Apart from the content, it's pure content. There's not a sales pitch in sight. There's nothing promoted. There are no sponsors. We could easily get sponsors. You know, I had a lot of drinks companies, you know, offering money just to sponsor the Goggins event and all that. So this is pure content.
Sam, that's the reason why you can actually do this is that you're financially independent to be able to put on this event. And the last thing that you care about this event is a P&L report, right?
Because,
you know, you got a P&L report that you run in your business that's got the 300 staff. This is something that you've actually got your psychological fingerprint is that you like making an impact, you like reduced suffering, you like self-improving, making people self-reliant. Sam, we're going to put the link in the comments. Those of you that are watching this on replay will probably be receiving an email. It's going to have the link that you need.
And the discount code specific for Tom Panos.
Oh, beautiful. Okay. Is there a code for me? Is there? I'm terrible with the logistics. Or do they just go into that URL?
Susan has that code.
Okay, Susan's got it.
Code.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, no problems. All righty. Guys and girls, Sam, I could have spoken to you for an hour. I've got a guy outside waiting to drop me off into the city for
something. We'll be speaking next week for 2 whole days. So we'll have a great time together.
Guys and girls, thank you so much. Do me a favor. If you found this content useful, press that share button and let a colleague, friend, or relative know about it. Looking forward to seeing you, Sam, on the weekend. And David Goggins, it's here. The time has come. A lot of planning. But
it's time for Goggins to meet Panos.
All righty. Thanks a lot, Sam. Thank you, everyone.
See you later, guys.